there are any, and I'll be glad to work with the committee in terms of drafting some of the concerns we have regarding a bill. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. We're having a little feedback here. Are there questions? Yeah, Representative Bryce, and then I would like, we have a less than a half an hour left because we have a 5 o'clock session, so I want to get to.
I'll
get to the teleconference, but go ahead with your question.
No, go ahead with teleconference. I'll get to this later.
Mr. Anderson, we appreciate your testimony. We will hold our questions then so we can get the teleconference participants in.
Thank you very much.
I will be going to Anchorage, then Cordova, then Mat-Su, and then to Seward. First in Anchorage, Larry Wiggett.
Rather a sound annual evaluation process to weed out poor teachers.
And I thank you. Questions for Mr. Wiggett? Hearing none, we'll move on to Mr. John Sear. I'm going to have to ask you to summarize, please. And we thank you for your testimony. As I observed before, I think there are other opinions about the effectiveness of the current tenure system. And a considerable amount of interest in the general public to eliminate tenure entirely. So you may be faced with another issue in the future. Moving on to, in Anchorage, Laura Keenan. Okay, thank you. Excuse me, ma'am. Yeah, excuse me, ma'am. You're referring to the governor's bill. The bill we're discussing here is radically different from the governor's bill. We are not instituting outcomes-based education, nor are we. Nor are we in. No, ma'am, we have a different bill that's before us, and if you check with the people at the LIO there, I'm sure they can give you a copy of the amended draft we're working with, which is draft 8GH10330. You're referring to the governor's bill, and this bill does not include those issues. I understand, and I'm sorry that you didn't get the correct information there, but like I said, if you check with the people at the LIO, I'm sure they can give you the updated copy. Moving then in Anchorage to Kathy Gillespie, please.
She had the lead. Can we take her next participant?
Okay, yes. Would that be Lou Howitt?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Please go ahead. Excuse me, ma'am. There's no provision in this bill to have parents on the tenure review committee. I believe you. No, ma'am. This bill tenure review committee would call for a review committee composed of teachers, school administrators, and representative of the school board.
Okay, I stand corrected there. I'll go ahead with my comment.
Please. No, you are correct in that aspect, that certainly as parents talk about teachers now and evaluate them and recommend different ones for their children or not. Thank you. I appreciate your testimony. Is there anyone else there in Anchorage to testify at this time?
No, there's no one else here at this time.
Okay, thank you. Then we will move to Matt Sue, and we have Mr. Ernest Line in Matt Sue.
Yes.
Please go ahead with your testimony.
Thank you. I have several questions and comments.
Could I ask you, sir, who you're representing or what your role is?
No.
You're representing yourself. Okay, thank you.
I have before me a copy of Alaska 2000, which was put out by the Board of Education, Alaska Board of Education, listing certain performance standards, also listing the names of committee members, oversight, science, mathematics, English language. I was wondering if all of the recommendations of AK 2000 had a stamp of approval of each of those members of those several committees. Could you answer that, please?
Sorry, I couldn't. I don't... we're not involved in that. That's an entirely different committee. We're not involved in that. We're discussing a specific bill, House Bill 84, that in general is addressing changes to the teacher tenure laws and establishing a parental advisory group to school boards.
I know what's in the bill that's under discussion, but isn't this all going to become part of Alaska 2000 if it's completed?
Not to my understanding, and certainly that isn't my intention, no.
Okay. Then I guess you can't do much about answering several other comments that I would make, but I would make this suggestion that before you get too far as an education committee, and you're only considering this, but you're going to also be looking at Education 2000, and I would suggest that you get in touch with a Mrs. Teresa Barno, B-A-R-N-O, at 2000-2055 Gordon Circle, Wasilla, Alaska 99654, and ask if you might have a video showing of who controls the children. I think this might be something. I've seen it. I'm not going to make any comments on it, but when I saw it, I thought it would be something that the legislature should review, as well as all school boards in the state of Alaska. And relative to AK, relative to House Bill 84, as well as any other portion of Alaska 2000, we said this is not part of it, I would suggest, in light of the testimony that has been given so far, that you make this slowly on this bill, as well as on AK 2000.
Well, I certainly appreciate your advice, and I can assure you we will be making haste slowly on this particular bill. And there are no other facets of Alaska 2000 that will be introduced in legislation, certainly not this year.
Okay, one other comment. A little while ago, I was listening to everyone talking about these grants of 2000 to improve school performance, and I penciled in to the bill that I was looking at, and I wrote this question. Of a school district, including superintendents, principals, teachers, school boards, to improve school performance? What's their purpose if not to improve school performance? Why is it necessary to have additional grants?
Well, because I assume that's necessary because they occasionally need some money to fund projects. Well, specific projects that would only be approved by the local school board. So I don't think there's a conspiracy afoot here, but I appreciate your concerns. I'm going to have to move on now to Seward, and a very patient person has been waiting for us all this time. Mike Wiley in Seward, would you go ahead with your testimony, please?
Here on the peninsula as part of our site-based
Well, certainly appreciate your comments, and again, I thank you for your patience waiting this long to testify. This will close public testimony at this point. We will carry the bill over to until our next meeting on Monday, where it's my intention to continue working on this bill. With our thanks to all that testified, I will now close this hearing at 4:52.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen of the audience.